Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hour number one just about in the books. Hour number two straight ahead. We'll be joined by Lieutenant Stephen Rogers. He's a former U.S. Navy officer, former lieutenant in the New Jersey Police Department, and the president of Campaign for America. We'll find out what that is all about coming up. He is also a former U.S. Navy officer in the Office of Naval Intelligence. I'm going to ask him what went down today as we took out the head of ISIS, and what an operation like that takes to bring it to fruition. This is going to be interesting to see if ISIS responds back and tries to take something out of ours. This may get very, very ugly before we're done with it. You don't take out somebody like the head of ISIS and all of a sudden say, oh, well, okay, that's it. That's all. They sometimes retaliate. We'll find out. Also, Mark Robertson's going to join us a little bit later on after 2 o'clock. He'll be joining us. He is a candidate for Congress in CD1. He originally started in CD3 and then said, hey, wait a minute, I'm living in District 1. Might as well do this the right way. And he's doing it. District 1. Mark Robertson will join us coming up after 2:05. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. As we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. At a news conference, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says intelligence is indicating that Russia is plotting a false attack. It would depict Ukrainian forces acting against Russian interests.
We believe that Russia would produce a very graphic propaganda video, which would include corpses and actors that would be depicting mourners and images of destroyed locations as well as military equipment at the hands of Ukraine or the West. Even to the point where some of this equipment would be made to look like it was Western-supplied Ukrainian to Ukraine equipment.
It's the latest allegation by the U.S. and Britain that Russia is plotting to use a false pretext to go to war against Ukraine. The leader of the Islamic State group, killed in a U.S. raid overnight in northwest Syria, was largely a mystery, with almost no known photos, never appearing in public or in the group's videos. Known as Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi, he met his end in the same rebel-held province where his predecessor, Abu al-Baghdadi, was hunted by the Americans more than 2 years ago. Also at townhall.com, national correspondent Ben Thomas reporting fewer Americans filed unemployment claims last week.
For the second week in a row, the number of first-time claims for jobless benefits dropped, down 23,000 to 238,000 last week. Following on three straight increases, the Labor Department report shows the four-week average for claims rising to 255,000. In all, 1.6 million Americans were collecting jobless aid the week that ended January 22nd.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. A much lower close on Wall Street today. The Dow off 518 points. The Nasdaq was down 538. More at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Alex and Orlando de Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built de Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 104, and this is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. For the first time in more than a month, Clark County reported fewer than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases. The 971 cases reported on Wednesday is the lowest single-day increase since December 26th of last year, when the county reported just 379 cases. Clark County's 14-day rolling average is 30.4%. That's down 1.3 percentage points. Nevada's two-week positivity rate is 31.2%. That's down 0.8%. The state data shows 55.88% of Nevadans 5 and older have been fully vaccinated. 55.26 in Clark County. A new open-air balloon ride opens to the public today at Area 15. Now, the base of the attraction is a themed bar. It's made to look like a desert hangar for wayward aviators, according to the Review Journal in its description. Once you're belted in to this machine, the ascension begins and it rises to 130 feet in the air where you can see for miles. On a nice little 7-minute trip at Area 15.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour through the resort area of the 15. There is some slowdowns, though, on that transition lane, 15 southbound past Russell. Also, expect delays downtown both directions on the 515 between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. Good to have you with us. The news of the day: U.S. Special Forces take out the head of ISIS. We'll gain your reaction coming up a little bit later on. But first, want to check in with Lieutenant Steve Rogers. He is a former U.S. Navy officer in the Office of Naval Intelligence. In this Navy role, he supported the FBI's National Joint Terrorism Task Force in Washington, D.C. He has served as a lieutenant in the New Jersey Police Department, and he is the president of Campaign for America. That's Campaign for America. Steve, how are you doing? It's been a while.
Oh, it has been, and thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Your reaction to what we heard from the president and the Defense Department and others relative to this raid overnight. Tell us what it takes to bring all the resources together for something like this. It can't be easy.
No, it isn't. And after spending amount of time trying to decipher what Biden said, I finally was able to put pieces together here. To begin with, it takes months, maybe even a year of planning. There has to be a lot of intelligence and information gathered. We're talking electronic footprints. We're talking about perhaps what we call HUMIT, that's human intelligence on the ground. We have to work very closely with our allies and share a heck of a lot of information and trust people. That's the biggest factor. Are you sharing information with people you can trust? So apparently, our troops did an outstanding job, and hopefully this sends another clear message to ISIS not to ever challenge the most powerful nation on earth, the United States.
How much goes into the decision as to whether to put civilians at risk, whether you do an airstrike, which will take out an entire city block, or something else? Is there a lot of thought that goes into that?
Yes, there is. That's a great question. It's very, very painful when you know you're going to take out a target that may have collateral damage, and that collateral damage are civilians, you know, children. We're probably one of the only countries on earth that care about that. I got to tell you, I've you know, talked to people in the past. I've been involved in situations where, you know, you look at targets and you say, my goodness, there's a school here, there's a church here. I could tell you in Iraq, a lot of our intelligence agencies were very careful not to bomb religious sites and tremendous historical and religious symbols. And that's very important, my friend, because it shows the civility of the United States of America. But sometimes you take a target out and things go wrong, and believe me, you lose a lot of sleep after the fact. But a lot of thought and prayer, if you will, goes into that.
Again, Lieutenant Steve Rogers joining us, the former U.S. Navy officer in the Office of Naval Intelligence. I want to bring you closer to home because the president was in New York earlier today, made a little speech. It was something that began as an anti-crime photo op and turned into an anti-gun event. Can you talk a little bit about what we saw? Because we're seeing in city after city after city, particular in blue states and blue cities, where Democrat mayors are creating this huge, huge problem of crime, violent crime in our streets. Can you talk a little bit about what's happening in these? You know, these Democrat leaders are failing their cities.
Yes. Look, 38 years I spent my life as a police officer, retired as a lieutenant, And every time a police officer was killed, the same song and dance from the same sheet of music. The only difference is the cast of characters, but they're all Democrats. They're all Democrat socialists. The President of the United States did absolutely nothing to help solve problems because he blames guns. He blames victims. He blames the cops. He blames everybody but the people who need to be blamed, and that is him looking in the mirror and the Democrats across this country who have supported policies that embolden criminals and hinder the ability of the police to do their job. And as you said, the one common thread, and nobody can dispute this, every city where we see a high rate of crime, murders, people thrown off subway platforms, and on and on and on, they're all run by Democrats. So that's a fact of life that we have to deal with until we're willing, we the people, are willing to make significant changes from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to school boards across this nation.
In 2021, violent crime spiked across the country. 14 major Democrat-run cities setting all-time high in homicide records. What is going to change this? Is it a matter of we're going to have to turn these blue cities red? I don't know if that's possible.
Well, I'll tell you, what I'm hearing and the people I'm speaking with on the streets across this country is that even the Democrat conservatives and moderates have had it, because they are now becoming victims of violent crime. They are seeing their children get become victims of violent crimes, and on and on and on. So, you know, until it hits home, there's not going to be much of a change. But I believe that we're not just going to see a red wave come 2022. We're going to see a red tsunami. The Democrats know it, but fortunately for us and unfortunately for them, once we get a Republican Congress in office, and like I said, in our state legislatures, our school boards, etc., we will see significant changes around the country for the better. Keep in mind, Donald J. Trump, they people can criticize him all they want. The fact is, when Donald J. Trump was in office, and I can go far back as Reagan, we didn't have the problems we were facing. We didn't have the military problems we're facing, and the streets were pretty well safe. So the facts are there. When you have people in government that are passing laws and developing policies that give the police the ability to fight crime, and you back the blue, you're going to see criminals fleeing away from the cities, not into the cities.
Again, Lieutenant Stephen Rogers, joining us, the former U.S. Navy officer, joining us. You look in cities. For instance, Austin, 89 killings in 2021, the highest number since the Austin police began recording over six decades ago. Are we going to see in this midterm election violent crime being on the ballot? I mean, is that what's going to happen, that people are finally taking this thing seriously?
Yes. In fact, it's going to be on the ballot because that is what's being discussed at the dinner table. That is what's being discussed in churches and in family gatherings and meetings. The fact is that that is what is buried in the hearts of the American people. Exactly what you said, the high crime rate. Look, I've spoken to so many people who have told me they're frightened. Not in my town. Thank God we're safe, but I'm talking about the cities. They're frightened that they're going to send their kids to school and they're never going to come back. I mean, that is a sad commentary for what's happening in these Democrat-run cities. It's going to be on the ballot because it's in the hearts of the American people.
In America's three largest cities, all Democrat-run, roughly 50% of black residents are already banned from going to restaurants, bars, movie theaters because of vaccine mandates. I want to ask you on another front, if these vaccine mandates are causing problems, not just in the African-American community, but across the spectrum. Is it time to rethink these vaccine mandates?
Yeah, we should have never had any type of mandate. I've always said, look, you want to get a vaccine, it's your business, not mine. It's not the government's business. But by all means, look, my wife and I were subjected to this in a city in New Jersey. We went in to get a simple cup of coffee. I ordered the coffee. I go to sit down, and the woman says to me, what are you doing? I said, I'm sitting down. She says, let me see your passport. I said, what passport? She said, your vaccine passport. So, but they took my money. I never got the coffee. They took my money. We left. So look, I wasn't about to create a scene, but to your point is that this is not Soviet Russia, the old Soviet Union. This is not a communist country. These mandates are doing nothing but hindering the ability to exercise their freedom and liberty. We are a country blessed by God with freedom and liberty. We should stay that way. But that is causing a lot of problems, And it is creating some acts of violence. People are really getting upset, and it's getting out of control, and that should not be happening.
Again, joining us, Lieutenant Stephen Rogers, the former U.S. Navy officer. I want to ask you, 1 year into this Biden administration, what is your sense of how this president is doing when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to running our military?
He is the best asset for the Republican Party. I mean, we couldn't get anybody to campaign for us like Joe Biden. He has destroyed the economy single-handedly with his party, destroyed the economy, destroyed the morale of police across the country. In the process of destroying the combat readiness of our military, I don't know if there's anything left for him to destroy. So I give him a big fat zero, and if I could get anything lower than a zero, I'd give it to him. We all want to see a president succeed. That's what we should be doing. But he's not helping himself. He's not helping the country. Time for him to go. And the only way you get rid of him is you work within the framework of the Constitution. You elect to office a president that is going to be of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Steve, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. We will talk again, I'm sure. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Lieutenant Stephen Rogers joining us, the former U.S. Navy officer. I want to give you some of these numbers, which are really, they're really troubling from a racial standpoint. In Chicago, as an example, 49% of black residents are essentially banned from restaurants, bars, and gyms. In New York City, 46% of African Americans are essentially banned from restaurants, bars, and gyms because they aren't vaccinated. In Los Angeles, 48% of black residents are essentially banned from restaurants, bars, and gyms. This thing, now, you can't say that the vaccine mandates are racially motivated, that there's some racial component here. But it is interesting that 48% of black residents, 46% in New York City, 48% in Los Angeles, black residents are banned from restaurants, bars, and gyms. That, ladies and gentlemen, is wrong. Statistically, it's embarrassing. We'll talk more about that. In fact, if you want to join us, you're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. We'll get to your calls on the other side on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
When it comes to stopping Joe Biden, we Nevadans have the ability to do just that. For three consecutive polls, President Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate, Adam Laxalt, is beating Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Adam Laxalt is the leader we need who will win this race and turn the Senate back over to the Republicans. As our Attorney General, Laxalt sued the federal government to protect our property rights, and he won. He sued to protect our gun rights, and he won. He sued to stop amnesty for illegal immigrants, and he won. And Adam Laxalt sued to protect our religious liberties, and you got it, he won. Adam's a conservative fighter and an America First winner. That's why he's endorsed by President Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, and other conservatives we trust. Adam needs your help, too. Join him and senior Trump advisors Rick Grinnell, Cash Patel, and Matt Whitaker for a Las Vegas office grand opening at 10 a.m. on February 5th. Visit adamlaxalt.com/events to RSVP for your free ticket today.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to thank Steve Rogers for joining us, the former U.S. Navy officer in the Office of Naval Intelligence. They know a lot of secrets. Man, those people know a lot of secrets. Sean Hannity, I knew he was going to come unglued when we learned of the resignation, the departure of Jeff Zucker from CNN. But I want you to hear this, because this was Sean Hannity last night on his show, and talking about the reaction to the Jeff Zucker departure from CNN. This is a scorched earth. This is going to get ugly. And by the way, we have not heard the last of the Jeff Zucker departure. And again, you know what the deal was. He had a relationship with somebody that wasn't his wife, and it had been ongoing for a long time. A lot of people knew it, and it's somewhat surprising that everybody's shocked. We're just shocked that this happened. This was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
In 9 years as the network's president, Jeff Zucker transformed CNN from a boring left-of-center news outlet to a still boring, totally, completely, utterly dishonest, lying, anti-Trump, Fox-obsessed arm of the Democratic Party. Now Zucker's out. Bye-bye. Anyway, in a statement, he claims his resignation is because of a consensual relationship with another executive that he did not properly disclose. Okay? Let me be blunt. I'm sorry. I'm not buying that for one second. Now, mark my words, the real story will come out one day and probably sooner than later. To me, this statement, like so many other things of fake news CNN, it's total BS or total B-Schiff, Adam Schiff. Anyway, this statement, like so many other things of fake news CNN, it's just not real. Zucker's relationship? Okay, the whole world of media knew about this for years. It was not a secret. People from all across multiple networks, they have been talking about it for years. And remember, Mean Girl Katie Couric wrote all about it in her book published last year. So when Jeff Zucker's personal stenographer, Humpty the Dumpty, tweeted that CNN was stunned, Humpty was obviously lying. And as a final act of dear, deep obedience, as Zucker's stenographer, Humpty Dumpty has been spewing pro-Zucker propaganda all day.